Okay. Now, and continuing with this, I want to go into the paranormal element. People who have these experiences will notice sometimes a time shift where things will be different. You know, you might either experience a missing time or a time going forward. Also premonitions, and then things moving in your house or your space that aren't supposed to be moving. And a lot of times that's, somebody would say, oh, that's a ghost. But this also is part of the ET, UFO abductee experience. How much of that have you experienced?
There's definitely a connection between paranormal stuff and alien encounters. It's either that there's stuff going on that's a side effect of alien technology, either that or their technology may attract supernatural, for lack of a better word, beings that do this kind of stuff, poltergeists and such. I'm in contact with a guy right now that thinks that the vast majority of so-called paranormal ghost activity is alien in origin. So it's hard to say, but there's definitely connections. No doubt about that. People have done that for decades.
Well, for one thing, I think you become more telepathically active, because once that element is enhanced,
yes,
then you expand your own awareness, so you kind of bump up a notch or two, and you're all of a sudden aware of these other things that before might have been invisible or right beside you, and you had no way to connect or interrelate. And now all of a sudden, oh, yeah, here they are right next door. So to me...
Yeah, contact with these creatures definitely revs up your telepathic ability for at least a week or two afterwards.
Yeah.
Just the way they communicate.
Okay, so with the other part of that being awareness of the paranormal, do you have negative or positive elements of that? Are you able to feel somebody else's thoughts or feel like you're being, you said you've had, it's almost like paranoia, but feeling like you're being watched all the time. What is that like?
I definitely feel like I'm being watched all the time. I have reason to believe that that's the connection I've got to their hive minds through my brain implant. I believe they put a brain implant in me when I was 5, and that's kind of standard procedure for them to deal with frequent flyer or frequent contact at their keys.
How would you know? How would you know that you have a brain implant?
Well, I remembered being abducted when I was 5 and then putting something up my nose and had a bad nosebleed afterwards.
Okay.
And from then on, it was like turning on a switch. My parents said that I was interested in anything to do with space or aliens or space travel. I think that was an effect I have no direct evidence. I have a brain implant. I've not seen it on x-rays or anything, but they're made of a conductive polymer. Somebody gave me one that was sneezed out one time, and I analyzed that, and I knew from what they told me that it was made of a conductive polymer, and my analysis actually bore that out, so that was good information.
Okay.
So they will not show up on x-rays. It's about the same x-ray density as brain tissue and behind the skull, so there's no way you can see it on an x-ray. An MRI might show it up, but I've never had one.
Okay. Well, that was my thought, was if they're that scientifically advanced, there may be some other ways of putting something in to monitor you that wouldn't, for us, show up on a screen, or at least would be masked because it would look like cartilage or something else.
Yeah, an MRI should show them up, but it would probably look like an artifact or an anomaly or something. I don't think that it would be anything that would stand out to the doctor looking at the film.
So has this happened to your wife, your child? Do you know if it's ongoing with your family?
There was a lot of activity during the last few years of my marriage, and we broke up partly because of this, and she's very religious and did not just adopted in with her worldview, the children had experiences too. I don't know if they still are or not, but I would assume so.
Okay, well, that was my other question. And I know, you know, given the how traumatic this is, one of the complaints or one of the observations from the partners that are involved in this is that they don't have a support group. They don't have somebody who understands what it's like to be right there and not be part of this, especially if you have encounters with others that are supposedly a spouse or a friend or some kind of a companion, and then you come back home to your partner and it isn't the same. So
I shared what I was learning with her, and I went to support groups and offered to take her too, and she refused. So she just wanted to kind of be in denial about it, and I'm not the kind of person that can do that. I mean, it would be of this magnitude's happening, you have to find out what's going on.
Well, the way I've heard it is they want their world to be normal.
Right.
Okay. And
the world to be
the world to be defined, and so it's a neat and tidy package where this just blows the cover off that.
Yeah, and she blamed me for the whole thing, and I told her that you can say it's because of me if you want to, but don't say it's my fault because I didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
None of us asked for this.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's all of a sudden
we're drafted into a high-tech alien military, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, so with the things that are going on right now and with all of the stuff that's happening in our world, do you get any kind of influence that you should be acting a certain way, or is this just completely it happens and then you go on with your regular life?
Well, I know we have a mission to perform when at the end of the cycle of civilization, which is coming up soon. Soon's relative. I mean, it could be 50 years from now, it could be tomorrow, but it's coming up relatively soon. And we have some sort of a mission to perform, but they won't tell us what it is. That's a lot of this stuff is secret on their end too. They're always training people and telling people about how important it is that we save the planet and avoid nuclear war, and they're showing people films of bombs going off and all kinds of stuff like that. You've heard of all that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah, we've got some important functional to fulfill when things really hit the fan down here and the cycle of civilization ends. They won't tell us what it is. I have a feeling it's something to do with helping other people survive that are supposed to survive.
Okay, and do you feel like this is just one of the many cycles we've been through?
Yes, I mean, I think the Hopi might be about correct. This is cycle 4 of civilization, and we're going to go into the fifth cycle or the fifth world after this.
But it isn't.
I know there's a lot of evidence that there was a technological civilization on Earth before. I guess that was by their reckoning would be the third cycle. It ended 12,000 years ago with asteroid strikes and a probable nuclear war.
There's supposed to be a missile or a missing piece. I can't remember where they found it. There's a layer of sediment that shows that there's something that happened that there's absolutely no fossil evidence, nothing of any kind in this layer. And I can't remember. I just saw it. I don't remember if it's Ancient Origins or one of the websites I'm on. And it's just, you know, part of our fossil history and saying that there's a big blank in that space where they're not quite sure if it was an asteroid strike or, you know, the tectonic plates, something shifted. And but it would indicate that something of a mass extinction element would have occurred during that time.
Yeah.
With no trace.
There have been a lot of mass extinctions too. And besides mass extinctions of civilizations, just mass extinctions of animal life in general. And in fact, that's another subject that we're in the middle of the biggest mass extinction of animal life in geological history right now, and it's being caused by human activity.
Yes.
I mean, people talk about climate change. I think that's lame. I mean, and if you want to talk about saving the planet, the thing that's really messing it up is that we're caving over everything and concreting over everything.
And eradicating all the insects. Yeah, with the insects.
Eradicating insects and spreading poisons everywhere. And it's not, but it's not really pollution per se that's doing most of the damage. It's just human activity. People kill everything they come across, it seems like.
Well,
it's almost like humans are a bioweapon of some kind.
So part of that has to do, I think, with this time, wondering if we are part of, I mean, somebody said like we are a farm. Oh, is it Deep Prasad who said that we're like an experiment and we're being farmed, and that he isn't the only one who said that, but there are other people who have that thing of that we are basically a grown species, and this will take us to other planets. And I think Artie Sixkiller Clark in one of her books talks about a young woman along with her mother and her grandmother who were being coached and taught so that they could be taken and relocated, and they wanted to go all together, all or none. And then she lost contact with her. She said that they had an exit plan, they had a date plan, and from the time that that exit plan was taken out, then she had no contact and has not reconnected with her. And I haven't talked with her for a couple of years to see if that has changed, but they were being groomed to go somewhere else, and that was part of their agreement. Does that sound familiar?
I've heard rumors, and they even told me this, that they're gonna take some normal humans to another planet to kind of save as a zoo or whatever,
a template
to save the species, because we're being modified down here into another species that's more suitable for inclusion in the galactic community.
Possibly different environments.
Yeah, and as far as the origin of humanity is concerned, one story that resonates with me is possibly true is that a race called the Anunnaki created us around 70,000 years ago to be gold miners, and that's where we get the lust for gold.
Mm-hmm.
From there, the greys have modified us genetically several times since. So,
okay. So part of this is there's so many storylines. It's really hard to pick up a trail and follow one to the end because they all split into multiple parts. So when you're talking about alien implants, it seems to be, especially from looking at the diverse, the different pictures and the different types, that it may not be from the same origin.
Well, the implants are mostly gray technology, but there's implants from other species too. Probably reptilians abduct people sometimes too, according to what I have heard and what other experiencers have told me.
Yeah.
So some of them may be reptilian technology, or reptilian origin, and there's government implants too. The government also has implants. They're usually pretty solid alien ones. They're bigger and use different technology.
Okay, so your goal right now, I mean, and anybody who goes to your website can see the pictures and the images. I think that's helpful. I also think that if you're going to watch the movie Patient 17, they actually show you the surgery where they extricate, they take out the little piece of the skin. So if you're squeamish, then, I guess fast forward through that part. But to me, that gave the authenticity. It gave me the fact that, okay, this is being removed from the guy. And he didn't want anything else to do with it. He was like, get it out of me. I'm done. I want nothing to do with this. He wasn't curious. He would prefer that it didn't happen, that he didn't. If he could have, done a little memory blank on his mind right then, he would have preferred that he forgot about it the minute it came out.
Yeah, well, it sounded like he'd been programmed not to want to be curious about this. It seemed a little strange that he wasn't more curious about it. But
see, I thought that
was going to say that anybody that's interested in these removals ought to watch the Watchers series. It shows the last three surgeries in there, my surgery and Ron Noel, for the implant, that ultra strong implant came out of his wrist, and patient 17 as well.
Okay, so this the Watchers, and where's that at?
The Watchers series, I think you can still get it on the internet. Rick Shaw, the producer of it, died, unfortunately. I really missed the guy. But I think it's still available on the internet. LA University will be maybe selling it at this point. He's Rick's partner.
Okay.
And it's a very good series, and I highly recommend it.
Now, what do you think about the people who go out and do the contact programs where you can go do CE5, go out and try and look at the stars and make, you know, lights flash?
You mean people that do night vision, or
yeah? Well, they're trying to go out, and you know what? For the most part, I think it's just like trying to prove that this is real. So there'll be a group that will go out and do meditations and do mantras, or you know, some kind of a cohesion effort to, I believe, improve their telepathic connection, because that enhances when you're getting into that vibration, that frequency.
Well, I think that's doable. I felt like getting a group together to do that myself. If you put like 20 experiencers together that have contact on a regular basis, and you go out into the wilderness someplace, the chances that you're going to be visited are pretty high.
Okay, and so even after you've had the implant and you've had these experiences, you're not against it.
No, I'm not against it. I mean, I'm adjusted to the idea right now. I feel like this is a job. I do it at night, and I want to find out more about it. And there are positive aspects to this. I mean, you get to fly in space, and you get to see the Earth from orbit, and know things that people don't know, and downside is that it's very stressful, and it breaks up relationships.
Yeah,
and
to
stuff
say the
like
least.
That. But
yeah.
I mean, we didn't ask for this, and we can't get out of it. So you might as well get out whatever positivity you can. You know?
Well, I think that's part of what other experiencers have voiced, is that you know it would be helpful if you had an idea what the point was and where it was going and whether it was going to be a benefit to all of humanity. And right now there seems to be that little window of uncertainty that says we don't know where it's going and we don't know what it's for, but maybe we just need to find out as
they
we go along.
They will not tell you that information. That's top secret as far as the aliens are concerned about exactly where it's going or exactly what their agenda is. They won't answer questions like that. Some questions they will answer, some they won't. Those kind of questions they will not answer.
Well, you know how you prove somebody is ethical and has integrity? You put them through a few hoops and a few practice runs and see what their response is. I know I was given a certain kind of a program. I was from point A to point B, and I was supposed to go there. And I'm with my husband. We're in the car, and I was supposed to make this trek across town. I'm making the trek across town. I'm told, don't turn unless it's a white car. If it's a black car, sit tight. The white was like the go-ahead. So I did that. And then I decided, well, okay, I can get from point A to point B. I'm just going to take this little shortcut. And I took the shortcut, but it was not a shortcut. It turned into an apartment complex and one way in and one way out. So as I'm going around the apartment complex, I look over to the side and there's a pond there and there are geese. And the geese are swimming and they're doing a synchronized formation of a question mark. My husband says to me, see, I guess they're wondering why you took that turn too. I'm like, okay. Well, the other thing was, if I had not deviated, I would not have gotten that question mark from the geese that let me know that, darn, this was real. So that's my memory that I needed to deviate no matter what, so I could in some way, shape, or form validate the experience. But at the same time, it also told them I wasn't going to follow everything hook, line, and sinker just because they told me to. How's that?
Yeah. That definitely sounds like the alien style, doing something like that.
Well, to me, and this was the telepathic. I had the instructions given to me, and it was basically just drive across town to go from, you know, one place to a certain location, and that was it. And I'm like, well, okay, I can do that. But the whole process and seeing what happened along the way and knowing that this was actually, that we were experiencing, it helped to have my husband with me because he also participated, which gave me another form of corroborating this and knowing that I wasn't just making it all up and what I heard was something that happened. And then watching that question mark, that was definitely unforgettable. And he was just so, see, I guess they wonder why you did that too, huh? so much for the shortcut.
Yeah, once in a while I'll do something like that.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here. Is there anything you'd like to add we haven't covered? I got a couple minutes left. I think your website is excellent for pointing people in the right direction. You've got some great content. Patient 17 was a nice introduction to give me an idea that somebody out here is doing some work that we can at least take a few notes and learn from. What else have I missed?
I'd say that the aliens they're much more advanced than a lot of people figure they are. I would like to put that out there. All the stuff in science fiction, you name it, they've got it pretty much. Like time travel, they have that. Although they use it sparingly to say it's more dangerous than space travel. You can get onto another timeline and not be able to get back very easily.
Yes. Your own. Yes. I'll interrupt. Did they give you a chance to go see a future event?
Yeah, they have. They can actually travel there, or they have like a book. They call it a book, but it's not a book. That you can open up and see what's going to happen in the future. But it's discouraged. People are discouraged, or the people in their society are discouraged from doing that.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, because it's kind of skipping ahead and maybe losing a few lessons on the way. Okay.
They're very into everybody has to work to gain knowledge. It shouldn't be given away for free. That seems to be one of the cornerstones of their philosophy.
Well, what I got from being able to contact and connect was do no harm. And that until our species gets to that point, do no harm, then we're kind of stuck here in kindergarten.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're kind of militaristic in a way, but they're way less aggressive than we are. So they're not into just violence for its own sake, or killing for its own sake, or killing things, raping the earth for profit, and they would never do stuff like that.
Steve, I appreciate your time. I'd like to talk with you again as we get, continue into this. But for right now, people who want more information, they can connect with you, alienevidenceinc.webs.com. And you gave the phone number earlier, so anybody who's interested can call you. I'll put some links on the website with Wendy's Coffee House. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right, sounds great.
And stay healthy.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Bye.
All right, see you later.